We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
6:38 at KDKA on the second day of May. It's a Wednesday morning. Larry Richard has the morning off. John Shumway with you on what is going to be a gorgeous day. Perhaps one of the nicest that we've had this spring. Of course, we've had some pretty lousy weather, so that's not a very high bar to jump over. But we're headed for a high of probably 85 degrees. It's going to be incredible today. Larry's enjoying this morning off. He's got some other irons in the fire that he'll tell us about tomorrow morning. And I am joined on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline by Dave Spiegelmeyer, who's the president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition. Dave, good morning and welcome back to KDKA.
Hey, good morning, John. Glad to be with you this morning.
So let's talk about our conversation that we had with the governor yesterday, who said that they are going after another tax on Marcellus Shale. Now, there's an impact fee that exists already, but they want a severance tax that he says is in the neighborhood 4-5%, which when you add it up with the impact fee is pretty competitive with other states that are dealing with Marcellus Shale. What do you say?
Here's what I would say, John. First of all, it's very clear that the governor has begun his election campaign. His press conference was full of bumper sticker slogans and campaign rhetoric like the industry's not paying our fair share or that Pennsylvania's not being compensated for our gas. Nothing could be further from the truth, and let's talk a little bit about that. The impact tax that passed in 2012 has raised nearly $1.5 billion of proceeds spread broadly in all 67 counties of the state. Allegheny, Armstrong, Beaver, Butler, Washington, and Westmoreland counties have shared in that those proceeds, upwards of $200 million spread for projects all over this region that have been meaningful and beneficial to consumers, been beneficial to our residents throughout the region. We've also generated thousands and thousands of jobs and economic opportunity this winter when folks in New York State paid, you know, some days over $175 per MCF for gas. We paid less than $5 at every single utility in Pennsylvania. Consumers are the direct benefactor. The governor makes the comment that this is our gas. Well, unfortunately, we don't live in England, and the governor's not the king. Mineral owners of the Commonwealth own their minerals, and billions of dollars have been invested with private mineral rights, like the Airport Authority, including, that have generated, you know, again, billions of dollars of bonus fees and royalty revenues spread all over this Commonwealth for folks to basically have their minerals developed. In the case of the airport, Rich Fitzgerald did an interview here just a couple weeks ago, maybe a week ago, with the Post-Gazette. He talked about the fact that the payments made by Consol at that location have enabled the Airport Authority to pay down debt, increase our daily departures to direct cities from 30 to over 70, pay down debt so that they can reduce gate fees, and do an expansion of $1.1 billion at our airport. Every one of our building trades has grown dramatically in this region to be able to build facilities like the Shell ethane cracker. And when the governor says that it's okay to pancake one tax on top of another in a state that already has the highest corporate net income tax rate in the country at 9.99%, and I would add the highest motor fuel tax rate in the country, and he says it won't cost us jobs, it's a fallacy, and I think he knows it.
Dave, let me ask you, let's go back to one of the things that you said, and that is that there's the impact fee that collects. Now, does the impact fee adjust based on the output of gas coming out of the ground, as obviously the severance tax would?
Yeah, let me share this with you, John. The severance tax, the governor uses not what they call NYMEX pricing, a price that's set nationally.
Right.
Pennsylvania has reductions at every single interconnect point for major interstate pipelines because we don't have pipeline capacity in place today to be able to get that gas to consumers. So he's comparing apples to oranges. No one gets that higher level price. So his percentages are far less than others, that if you take a look at the actual price of gas being sold. What I would say is that the impact tax in Pennsylvania last year, this year for activity last year, will generate $220 million, nearly three times that of the state of West Virginia. And to be honest with you, we have a hard time even having the governor mention the fact that we have enormous proceeds that come from the impact tax in Pennsylvania. Last year, 2017, it exceeded the collections of Colorado, Arkansas, West Virginia, and Ohio combined. And again, they don't even mention the fact that we're already paying a tax. Back in 2012, John, I was part of that discussion with the Pennsylvania State Association of Township Supervisors, the governor's office. The impact tax that was put in place was a competitive tax, and in part of the statute that was passed says that if a severance tax passes at some future date, the impact tax goes away. Not with this governor. We're going to pancake one tax on top of another, add a corporate net income tax on top of it, and then you lose capital, you lose jobs. And he says no one will leave because the gas is here. Say that to the employees of Noble Energy that left, or Anadarko Petroleum that left, or Shell Appalachia, which was their upstream business that left and went back to Houston. We've already lost jobs in Pennsylvania because we're a difficult place to invest.
Will a severance tax on gas result in the amount I pay for the gas that comes into my house to heat my home in the wintertime? Will that make that go up?
I think the governor already admitted that. He made the comment on your show yesterday that, well, 80% of the gas leaves the state, so 80% of the tax will be paid for by out-of-state residents. What he didn't say is that 20% of it is used in-state, and residents that use natural gas in Pennsylvania, business and industries that use natural gas in Pennsylvania, get ready because the tax manna cometh.
Clearly a passionate issue for you, Dave. I appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
David Spiegelmeyer, the president of the Marcellus Shale Coalition, on KDKA. It is 6:45.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.